Good day to everyone. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. In honor of God's inspired and infallible word, given to men from the 12 tribes of Israel, and the born-again physician Luke, please allow my use of Hebrew language when using names and certain words. The Word of God was originally placed on papyrus, a thick material like paper and rolled into scrolls. I've shared this before. I honor the free will of every person, and my sincere desire is to obey my call to God for oneness with all those born again, and to do this through truth without causing any person discomfort. My passion and desire is to offer understanding of how God originally gave us His Word, to see the oneness God desires for heirs and joint heirs, to love God, and for us to love one another as God loves us. God allows us to be who we are, but still we are to become one, no matter how many we really are individually. We may be able to remedy our perspective about Israel by remembering Jews were originally only from one tribe. Yehuda, Judah, and Yeshua, Jesus, has genealogy from that tribe. Yeshua is our final priest after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 110, verse 4, and Hebrews 5, verses 5 through 6. Yeshua deliberately is not a Levite. So, any priests after our Messiah have no purpose because the blood of Messiah gave us reconciliation with God. From the garden home, death came, which truly means separation from God. This is why Adam and the woman, not known as Hava or Eve until Genesis 3:20, continued living. What may be some reasons for the false perspective of Israel the man, Israel the land, and Israel the nation? Possibly constant false repetition. Jacob, was the twin brother of Esau. Esau did not despise his birthright because he was tricked out of it. Esau released what he chose to give up. Both brothers were the same age, lived in the same home, had the same parents, and each day received the same meals from home. More important is what God said to Rebekah about her sons before their birth. Genesis 25:23, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Jacob was the younger. Truthfully, he never tricked Esau or his father, Isaac. Genesis 27, verses 11 through 13. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him. And I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." Sometimes the more knowledge we have of sin, the more a person or situation has condemnation attached. But this is often done without a thorough investigation of truth and understanding. Long ago, obedience to parents was mandatory. However, that isn't the case so much in our current times. So we condemn Yaakov. But no fault or accountability is placed on Rebekah. What Rebekah did was with intent based on an emotional hurt. Genesis 26:34-35. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they were a grief of mind to Yitzhak, Isaac, and Rebekah. Jacob also never tricked his uncle Laban. Genesis 31, 4 through 9. So Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before. But the God of my father has been with me, and you know that with all my might I have served your father. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. So what does the word of God say? And from this, what is the truth of our report? Genesis 35, verses 10 through 12. And God said to him, your name is Yaakov. Your name shall not be Yaakov anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Also God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Yitzhak, Isaac, I give to you, and to your descendants after you, I give this land. Why is this so important? Because many say that Israel did not become a nation until May 14, 1948. Those born again know the truth. Abraham is the father of many nations, but Israel, a nation and a company of nations, shall proceed from you, is declared in the word of God. As Father's Day approaches, this is a good time to honor the true word of God. On June 20th, 2009, God spoke to me through his Holy Spirit and told me that every Father's Day, my honor was to be to him. And I do this annually. Honor God as my provider every day. My natural father and mother are gone. Thanks be to God for all his provision, all his love, and what he does for us. God loves Israel, and the first temple was based on detailed plans from God. Romans 11:1. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Read what Saul, who is called Paul in Acts 13:9, says in the 11th chapter of Romans. Martin Luther of the Reformation age attempted to force Jews to become Christians. And when this failed, Martin Luther turned Christians against Jews by writing a treatise, The Jews and Their Lies. Listen to a few lines from it. Learn from this, dear Christian, what you are doing if you permit the blind Jews to mislead you. Then the saying will truly apply. When a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into the pit. Luke 6:39. You cannot learn anything from them except how to misunderstand the divine commandments. Therefore, be on your guard against the Jews, knowing that wherever they have their synagogues, nothing is found but a den of devils in which sheer self-glory, conceit, lies, blasphemy, and defaming of God and men are practiced most maliciously and vehemently his eyes on them. First, to set fire to their synagogues or schools and to bury and cover with dirt whatever will not burn, so that no man will ever again see a stone or cinder of them. This is to be done in honor of our Lord and of Christendom, so that God might see that we are Christians and do not condone or knowingly tolerate such public lying, cursing, and blaspheming of his son and of his Christians. For whatever we tolerated in the past unknowingly, and I myself was unaware of it, will be pardoned by God. God forbid. Such hatred to be tolerated and acceptable and honorable to God. But it was allowed. And that hatred has followed through centuries. But we must be careful not to make the mistakes of Pharaoh from a hardened heart. Exodus 4, 22 through 23, King James Version. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. The 22 letters of the Hebrew language are in Psalm 119. God directed David, to prepare the necessary material for Solomon to build the first temple. 2 Chronicles 3, verses 1 through 2, a second temple was built. See Ezra 5, 1 through 2, and verse 8. That temple was built in Jerusalem. In 1 Chronicles 9, 1 through 3, and verses 10 through 34, we can read about the priests and Levites in Jerusalem. Biblos is Greek for book, where we get the word Bible. When Yochanan, John the Ptolemy's disciple, wrote the final book, Revelation, there was no church. Read Acts 2, 46 through 47. There was only a temple. And though we read the word church in verse 47, none was built from one verse to the next. See John 2, verse 18 through 22. According to history, from around 66 CE, Common Era, the Jews revolted against Roman authority. In 70 CE, the Roman general Titus arrived at Passover and destroyed Jerusalem and the holy city. Then, after 5 months, the temple was burned down. God never asked for or commanded there no longer be a temple built. Ecclesia is the Greek word translated as church. Antioch was one of the most important cities of the Roman Empire, and at Antioch, the word Christian began. Acts 11, verses 25 through 26. Then Barnabas departed from Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the Talmidim disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Passover is introduced in Exodus 12. Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist, tells us Yeshua is the Lamb of God. See John 1, verse 29. Acts 12:4, King James Version, says the word Easter, named from Ishtar, an idol you can hardly find true information about any longer. However, Acts 12:4, New King James Version, uses the word Passover. As we celebrate Father's Day, may we deliberately take the time to be who God has called us to be and do as God requires, love one another as he loves us. John 13:34. God bless us all. Enjoy your week.